From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. government authorities say an American is among the 20 people, mostly civilians, killed in Bangladesh's capital when militants attacked an upscale restaurant Friday evening. Bangladesh security forces remain on heightened alert in the capital following an 11-hour standoff with the group of militants. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack, but the identity of the attackers has not been confirmed. The White House report on civilian casualties by drones is getting mixed reactions in Pakistan, which has suffered the highest number of casualties outside the active conflict zones. Pakistan's Foreign Office repeated its call for an immediate cessation of drone strikes, citing it's a violation of the territorial integrity and sovereignty of states. The Obama administration says up to 116 civilians have been killed in U.S. drone strikes during counterterrorism operations in Libya, Yemen, Somalia, and Pakistan. The White House just released details about the One Secret program. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
The president believes that our counterterrorism strategy is more effective and has more credibility when we're as transparent as possible.
The report did not include strikes in the active conflict zones such as Iraq and Syria. The new Taliban chief is calling on the United States to end its occupation of Afghanistan, saying the Islamist insurgency is determined to salvage the country. Mullah Akhundzada made the remarks on Saturday as Muslims begin to mark the end of the Islamic holy month Ramadan. Under its new leadership, the Islamist insurgency has intensified battlefield attacks and suicide bombings against officials and security forces of the U.S.-backed Afghan government. This is VOA News.